What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we back here with our man, the Louis Vuitton Don, our man Mark Jones, hey. Live from Las Vegas, Sacramento Kings play-by-play man. Of course, he's on the call for a variety of summer league games out there in Vegas. Mark, we appreciate you, man. Let's pick up right where we are at during the commercial break right there. The big kid from Stanford, man, Maxine, impressed a lot of people yesterday.
Yeah, he was... even more skilled and versatile, I think, than a lot of people expected. You know, I just got off the phone with Western Conference Scott a minute ago, who said they were trying to get him into camp, but it sounds like and feels like that a bunch of teams who wanted to get a closer look at him and couldn't get him in because he was managed really well by whoever does his representation. It was really well engineered to get him to a place like Sacramento where you know, he's going to thrive. And we saw some of that yesterday in the game where able to make plays for himself, able to make plays for his teammates, high basketball IQ and versatility. And, you know, in this new landscape of the NBA and seeing what works, you've got to be able to do a bunch of things. And he's going to add to the overall versatility of the roster. I think the only thing that he might need to work on at this point is probably a little bit of his post-up game against NBA-type players. But, you know, that'll come. But, man, he showed some real flashes of brilliance yesterday.
Mark, real quick on what you talked about as far as, you know, trying to kind of work his way to Sacramento. Right. How does something like that – you've been in the game. You've talked to so many different people. How does something like that normally work? Is that a – because I'm sure Maxine isn't scouting the league himself and saying, I want to go to Sacramento. It's probably his representation saying, yeah, I think this is a good spot for you. And when he thinks that way, is that something that, you know, maybe a GM like Scott Perry knows the representation and is like, hey, talk to the guy and say, I think this is a good spot, and they work it out that way potentially?
That's where it helps to have a Scott Perry in your front office, somebody that has relationships, understands how to win the gray areas and the nuanced areas of representation and being able to position yourself as a team, as an organization, to get a certain guy like that. Because, you know, there are a lot of people around the league that felt that he was probably a bottom third first round pick or maybe even a little bit higher. But he slipped to Sacramento, if you want to categorize it that way. And it's going to be a boon to this franchise. He's going to be a contributor. And, you know, when you look at him and Neek Clifford, two older guys, right? And much like how there's a little bit of a trend right now across the league, being able to get older guys who can contribute right away. And, you know, I think it's going to help Sacramento. And the advent of NIL has helped older guys stay in school. So now there's not pressure to come out as a 20-year-old or a 19-year-old. You can get that money and stay in college and develop and be a year closer towards being able to contribute immediately if you're getting drafted. And I think that's the scenario with Renaud.
So, Mark, that first quarter kind of belonged to Max. That fourth quarter belonged to Neek. What did you think of the first-round draft pick in the fourth quarter of yesterday's game?
Man, he was impressive, man. When you look at his size, his length, his ability to guard the ball, team defense, he checked a lot of boxes in my estimation last night. And, you know, to be able to get on the floor for Doug early, he's going to be able to have to play defense and understand the scheme and understand rotations, understand being the low man and being up above the restricted area circle and all those things and the speed of the game. And I think I saw last night more than anything that he'll be a plug-and-play guy immediately, just like Maxime. From a really great family, he's hungry to play. I think we saw that last night. He's got a great support system. His parents were at every game he was playing in at Colorado State and even before that at Colorado. And, he's one of those ready-to-play-now guys, too.
Yeah. Mark
shot at 37%. So if Doug's going to stick to the, you know, I want 43s a game, he's got a clip ready to go.
That's right. That's right. I like that. Shoot that thing, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Mark, shifting gears just a little bit to another area of the Kings. Last week, shout out to Mark. He was tapped into D'Lo and KC. And he texted me, man, and he was talking about a conversation he had with somebody about Dennis Schroeder. And, you know, having conversations, you've seen him pretty much his whole career. You know, I think people are kind of undervaluing the player they're getting here in Sacramento and Dennis Schroeder. Me and Damian, we really like his game. But I think there's a lot more than people realize to what Schroeder has as a ball player.
Yeah. See, last year was really an aberration for Schroeder. When you look at the fact that he was with five different teams within the span of a few months, that was just, I think, a function of not being a great fit in Golden State. And, you know, spoke with one of their coaches who said that, you know, Steve Kerr loved him. He loved him as a player. As a fit, it just didn't work for the Warriors. So he became part of that package that landed him essentially in Detroit afterwards. But I think the thing that the Kings are going to really appreciate about Dennis is his leadership. He's able to take over games late at winning time and be able to run the show and show great control over the offense. He is a fierce competitor. And I think one of the things that Sacramento might have been in need of in previous years is a guy with a loose wire, you know, and Dennis is fierce and he's not afraid to curse out the guy on the other team or curse out the guy on his own team at times. And if you watch him play in the World Cup of Basketball a couple of years ago, he got into it with one of his own players and one of his own coaches. Mm-hmm. And Dennis is very fierce and, you know, it allows Doug now to play guys off the ball more than maybe he would want to, because if the ball is in Dennis's hands, then things usually end up in a good place for Sacramento, or they will.
See, but here's the thing, Mark, and we know you're on a tight schedule, so we're going to let you run, and I don't want to belabor this too much. KC's right. I'm a big Dennis Schroeder fan. I'm a bigger Russell Westbrook fan. And I'm still of the belief this Sacramento Kings team needs another point guard, and they're trying to shoehorn these players into the point guard position when you can utilize them at other spots. We know what the backcourt looks like. Do you think they need to keep some of these free agent options open and go look at another true point guard, the likes of Russell Westbrook or Campaign or some of the other guys that are out there?
Yeah, I think, man, we're going to find out a little bit more. I think in the next couple of games here in Summer League might tip the scales one way or the other in how Devin Carter plays. You know, I know that Devin has been working really hard in the summertime. I'll tell you this. He called his father at the beginning of June, said, "Dad, let's train." They went to Phoenix and did basically a point guard boot camp for 3 weeks, like two-a-days the first week, skill work after that. ball screen actions, skip passes to the corners, working on all that stuff. And AC told me, his dad told me, my son never played point guard at Providence or before that at South Carolina. I need to teach him how to become a point guard. So that might take a little time. You know, that might take a little time. He's a pretty physically gifted guy, but you guys both know that point guards sometimes are more born than made.
That's it. That's it.
You know, not to say that it can't be done, but I think over the course of Summer League, him getting extended reps and trying to do that, that'll give, you know, Scott and BJ Armstrong an opportunity to evaluate a little bit further. I personally think he can do it. If it's as it is now, they might be working the phones for another point guard.
Okay. Mark, go get to work, man. You got a long day ahead of you. We appreciate you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Hey, I got the Kings game on ESPNU Monday against Phoenix. We play Phoenix. So,
well, you know, we tapped in. Yeah. Man. Mark Jones on the call. We tapped in.
Well, I'll be turning that thing into a Kings infomercial.
You Let's go, baby. And he'll make his stops. You know they got a Louis Vuitton store every casino.
He going to Caesars or he going over to Ari, that whole area. He's going to check it out.
He good.
Sure,
he good.
I had to do some retail therapy here.
Hey. That's the move.
You guys, keep up the great work, man. You're the best.
Appreciate you, brother. Mark. Take care, man.
Thank you, brother.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.